Now we're getting to where it really matters. You could do a sloppy patch. It's all right. Wetting that mud up, sand it off, scrape it off, start over. Didn't like your tape joint, scrape it off, start over. Now we're getting to the texture part. This is where the touch. This is where you make your money. And we're not asking you to sell the farm here, Rick. We don't want you to give away all your tricks. But you could still talk someone through. They could watch you do it in sight. And it takes years to still get that touch to blend it. But when you're identifying your drywall texture, what are you looking for and how are you matching it?
Well, okay, there's different, all kinds of different types of textures. There's daub texture. That's an older style texture on older homes, plaster homes and things like that. You have skip trowel texture. You have knockdown, orange peel, Santa Fe. Santa Fe is one of my favorites for homeowners. They're more on the newer homes, and they're kind of like a smooth wall with little imperfections. So a homeowner doesn't have to worry too much about their texture. But basically, you need to look at the direction of the texture. You have to see the texture in that area, because people can just go ahead and do a knockdown, and they say they know what they're doing, and the knockdown is being knocked down in one direction, and they're knocking it down in another direction, that's going to stand out. So that's a pretty good pointer right there.
And you can think that you're done, paint the wall, and when the sun shines through it the next day, you're like, what?
Right.
So how do you identify the direction that the original applicator was going?
Well, you can kind of see. An orange peel, doesn't really matter so much. But a knockdown, you'll see the way that it's it's like a puzzle pieces, little puzzle pieces, and they'll kind of drag, and they'll you'll know the direction, the way the knife came down to knock it down. Same thing with skip trowel. Skip trowel, there'll be little tilings, little tells. It'll tell you that, it goes this way or it comes down this way, up or down.
I think for a homeowner, the skip trowel drywall texture is the one they have the hardest time matching.
Right, and you really need to have your surface pretty flat for that. And you can use smaller knives if you need to. The one problem that they probably have a lot of problems with is they're trying to do it after they sanded it. And so the sand has got the drywall patch now has a dust on it. So it's not sticking. Now, why isn't this working? So if they have to take a sponge and sponge their edges off to blend it in anyways. You do that with all your patches. Then you'll wipe that dust off. Let it set for a little bit, and then you can pull your knife, have your mud. You have to play around with it for a little bit. Get your mud mixed about like a milkshake, and then just get it on the end of your knife, and then just pull it across. Keep your knife pretty flat, and it'll start sticking. And then with a little bit of practice, you'll get it down.
I like that, the thickness of a milkshake, because that's a consistency you can
shoot
for every time.
Not a blizzard.
Not a blizzard. Milkshake. And what have you ever had any most of the people listening probably have orange peel. Do those spray can textures match up good?
Those are hit and miss for me.
Okay.
I mean, they're good in a pinch. But sometimes you get a can and it's old. It's an old can. And so they're expensive. You can use them, and they're used all the time. So I'm not going to say that they're not a bad product. But I have them. I prefer to just go ahead and spray it with my hopper.
In a pinch. In a pinch, I've used my Blizzard straw. and you spit it. You spit it out the
there
straw.
You go.
A pinch, it works.
That's great. Well, you know, you can also – I wouldn't recommend it for a knockdown because it's too gooey. If you have a small patch, not anything big, just something small, you can take your mud, all-purpose mud, and mix it down enough, make it loose, a milkshake, and just get a long bristled brush, and you can kind of dip the tips of it in and kind of flick it on. Pull it back towards you, and it'll kind of flick on the wall.
That's a great tip.
And you can do it really small. You don't get big blobs on it. Let the little blobs build up to the size that you need. Let it set a little bit. Then you can knock it down. It's going to come out much better doing that than using the spray can for a knockdown.
We appreciate it. We're down to about 60 seconds left. We appreciate you taking time out of your Saturday. I know you're on the job and helping share with the Arizona homeowners a little bit of a trade secrets.
Okay. Well, great. I appreciate the time here. You guys invited me here for your weekly guest as your drywall professional and for making me part of every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Thanks, Rick.
Rick Thompson, if you have a project bigger than you can tackle, you can always find him in the drywall category. Just click on Certified Partners. Put in your region. He serves the Maricopa County area. If you're in that area, just type in your zip code, select drywall, and you'll see Thompson's Drywall. And coming up next hour, it's our 10 o'clock hour, we're talking about hardscape projects you can do yourself in the weekend. We've got three narrowed down that are most common and easy to knock down on your honeydew punch list over a weekend. You can also join the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Or text 411-9238. I did it again. We have tickets. I'll have to do that at 10 o'clock hour. I am so sorry. I had that on my log at 9:20 and I blew it.